Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Stuff 9. Well, I should be, I wish I was promoting about music and other topics that are more something in general I like to talk about, but I had to unfortunately deal with people, things in my personal life that requires to be out in the open. This is very insane and sick. It does require me to contact law enforcement or restraining orders, but I dealt with a very sick, obsessed person who continues to come over to my home or near my home for the last 2 decades. I have no attraction to this person. It's an African-American person with this white person. Started from both. I mean, they look at me as a victim. And I don't like talking about this topic, but I ain't making up no stories or anything or no lies. This person is really wanting to undermine my potential to be not only in the music industry, but also to be a successful person. I don't know why this person has been locked up in a hospital or prison, because I have no attraction to these type of people. When someone said they could look at me in the bathroom or look at my home, they should not be walking the streets near other people. And I have nothing against them. I just wish they had learned how to be civilized or have someone teach them to respect them and mind their business. But they have mental problems and they have criminal ulterior motives. That's not going to happen. Being a pervert or being an obsessed person is not going to get them anywhere. They better find them a place to stay or somewhere else. I know they live in a little apartment building nearby or something. Go back to where they come from. I really don't like dealing with these same individuals who are mentioning about me being in a band with some power body who I haven't seen in 20 years or whatever, because that's not going to happen. They were mentioning this person, Gilbert or something. I don't know why they would mention that. That they are really out of touch reality. That is not going to happen. I don't know that person. I don't know who they're talking about. When you're dealing with a mentally ill person who has criminal intentions, you have to be very careful. And that is what it is. You know, it really, I don't know why. I mean, I don't have nothing for them. I think it's the value of my house because I don't really have no money or whatever. I mean, whatever they want, they can get their own home. They had 2 decades or their whole life to go to school and buy their own home. They can do a lot of things and stop coming over here. And I also believe that the other reason is this person is obsessively in love with me. That's not going to happen. So it really is strange to deal with these situations with someone who I have no attraction to or who is not well enough to understand or don't want to follow laws until they get caught. All I can say is the only thing I can do is alert the police or the restraining order. I was in the process of trying to look for another place to stay in terms of selling my home because I own it legally. And, of course, that's what they want. But when someone really is doing this for several years really requires somebody outside to get help. I hope that I was going to contact some people in the mental health department to have these people locked up. And, you know, it was all about me going to school, thinking I'm going to be a leader to them. I'm not a leader. I'm not a therapist. I'm not going to get into that insanity. They can find therapists, leaders, other places to find. There's a whole life for them out there. The people to be with just don't come near me, but they won't stop. I deny, you know, they were in my business about school. They even called my school this morning. They called people who they're not supposed to. They're not supposed to be involved. That's an insane, dangerous person. So I'm just trying to be careful. I know everything they do. And I cannot believe that these people come around me. If it's for the celebrity situation, forget about it. That's no excuse. Whatever fantasy or whatever they wish for, it's all dark fantasies. They look at me as a victim. They want to take away my dreams away, tear me down, or try to make me be something I don't want to be. And that's not how we're supposed to live. But for me, it's just really trying to plug ahead and continue with my dreams. I mean, they even gossiped outside about using my songs and to use it, trying to undermine my potential music to use my material that I copyrighted, that I've written on a keyboard. I am not going to react to this insanity that I dealt with for years. What I'm going to try to do is just try to do what I need to do. Because I lived here a long time, and life is too short. So since that is the case, it's for me to be calm and to try to plug ahead to find another home. Because I can't deal with somebody who don't understand reality or who's too dangerous to respect boundaries. We don't go by skin color. Just because you're black or white, you don't owe anything to another person of the same color or opposite color, whether it's KKK member or black racist group. It is no excuse to target people of the same color. And that's what I know I deal with. So I hope that when I get the LAPD and all these other people involved, to get these people the help they need to move on, to learn how that life does not revolve around getting into having a mental illness. Because people who don't know how to mind their business are sick in the head. And they are, some of them are dangerous. And they're going to cause more legal problems for themselves and others until the law get involved. So when I say all this stuff, you probably wonder, why would I say all this stuff all the time? Why would I mention it? It's something that I've been dealing with an obsessed person. Person's an obsessed fan, they should be locked up. I mean, my music or whatever is not theirs. If I make a music or a song, it's not theirs for the steal. I have published and copyrighted everything. My home is not for them to steal, to move into, to look into. These allegations are so crazy. But I believe some of them are true. But I just have to be careful who I'm with. And try to continue my life and try to be healthy. Because I'm exposing something that is part of the secret of living in this planet and living in America in particular, is you need to deal with obsessed people, or dangerous people, target other people, and don't know how to stop. And, a lot of people have been stalked in a society, and this has to stop. And I hope that I know the law's going to catch up, but for me it's to be sane and to be safe. This has been going on for the last 2 decades. I lived in this condo or this home, which I think they were for almost 20 years, and they can't move on. You know, it really is insane. So if I look at, my potential, what I need to do, whether I work or don't work or whatever, they have a mental illness. They're not supposed to be commenting on what I'm doing. These people even commented on what I was looking at. They said they have the right to look in my home, which I thought was so out of touch with reality, because that's criminal and that's illegal. I mean, do they know how to live in this country? Because they're going to go to prison if they find any evidence of this. Because that's illegal. Then you can not only go to prison. I mean, people don't want no pervert around them. But as I said, when I have this stalker trying to undermine my potential, I'm like, it's best that I just keep as safe as I can and try to maintain a rational point of view by doing my own thing. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it no more. But I have to, because if it keeps coming around, then I'm wondering what's going on with the system, of LA, with the cops, the mental health system, the authorities, because something is wrong if they allow people like this to walk around other people, law-abiding people, constantly for years. I do know that the homeless population have people who are severely sick, and, you know, they said there's nothing they can do legally. But I think that when homeless who are dangerous, you know, look what happened. I'm going to bring in the homeless have caused fires over there in Bel Air, and people lost their homes because of it. The homeless has trespassed into other people's homes, robberies and stuff. So some of them are dangerous, not just in the rich neighborhoods, but in all kinds of neighborhoods. So criminals and homeless, you know, some of the homeless, it's not just homeless. It's just plain insanity, and they target people, and they need to have stricter laws and do a neighborhood watch groups to deal with these issues. So that's how I feel. I wish I didn't have to talk about this constantly, because I mentioned it in several podcasts about the issue, because I simply didn't understand when someone who I don't know keep coming around after so many years, keep coming. If the celebrityism, yes, that is no excuse. I'm not that big of a celebrity. If they think I'm going to be a big celebrity, that's not an excuse to keep coming around. I'm not in love with them. They're not going to be in love with me. My home is a value. They said that is not for them. Whatever ulterior motives you have, trying to take away my dream, trying to steal, they're going to get caught. You're not supposed to be into someone else's business or Kool-Aid or whatever if they're an adult. We keep to ourselves. You're worried about what I'm doing, because I do a lot. I'm about to get my executive juris doctorate because I just completed that, and then I'm making music. I'm making all kinds of songs that I released. I released 6 albums. I had several jobs, and I'm doing all kinds of things to enhance my life, and this person is trying to undermine it. I don't know if they said they don't want my dreams to happen. One of them even said they were angry because I didn't want to be a therapist or manager at the center. I don't want to work in mental health anymore because of the people like them, bad experiences and other experiences that had nothing to do with them. But that is my choice. I hope I ain't say anything wrong, but they're not supposed to be trying to get angry at me because I simply don't want to be a therapist or a manager. That don't make sense either. And I think they hang out on Haskell or whatever. They need to stop. But I do know what the common sense of dealing with other individuals, especially people who we don't know. We keep to ourselves. We don't get gossip about or get into whether kind of job or what music I do or what I do. That's none of it. I mean, you got to have a mental problem or some criminal motive. I've written a book about this insanity that I hope to release sooner or later, but I'm still working on it. I had to send it to somebody to look at it. But remember, if you're going through something like this, just be careful. If you have to get a restraining order or probably find another area to live, but that's too big of a obstruction. Maybe if you can find another home, that would be great. If you're fine financially, if not, get a restraining order, LAPD, call the mental health department to get these people some help. Because there are people who have mental illnesses and who are not well enough and who are criminals, and there are people who just don't know how to mind their business. When we're dealing with adults over 18, it's not of whatever they do, their Kool-Aid, their business, where they work at, who they with, what person they're having sex with, whether they work at or not, is none of their concern. That is how you deal with people. If you get into someone else you don't know, my business, well, he should be working here, he ain't working here, well, he should not be writing music, he should not be in the music industry, he should not be with this person, he should not be working at them, he should not be doing, that's crazy. That's insane. That's not right. Something wrong with them. Good day, good night, and good night.